American farmers have long been unsurpassed in their productivity and in their dominance of world export markets. But that's changing. In recent years, Brazil has been opening up new farmland at a dizzying pace and dramatically increasing exports. Soybeans, for example. Brazil is already the world's second largest producer and within the next few years is expected to pass the U.S. That vast potential has not gone unnoticed by U.S. farmers. NPR's Greg Allen has the first of two reports on the investments farmers in the Midwest are making in Brazil.
There are a few places in America where farming is more important than Iowa. It leads the nation in corn, soybean, and hog production. In fact, it's a state with more hogs than people. Here in Clay County in Iowa's northwest corner, there are about 17,000 people, but more than 100,000 hogs. Many of those hogs are raised here on Dick Gilmore's farm near the town of Rossi. Gilmore walks over newly fallen snow on land his great-grandfather homesteaded more than a century ago. With his full beard, sunglasses, and long gray braid, Gilmore looks more like a biker than a successful hog farmer. In fact, he's both. Along with his brother Charles, Dick Gilmore collects Harleys and raises some 30,000 hogs each year in confinement buildings spread out over 50 miles.
Right where we are standing, this is a sow farm. So this is where we breed and farrow.
Gilmore says his hog farm used to be considered big, but no longer. Industry consolidation has wiped out most small farms, and huge hog confinement operations are now the norm in Iowa and across the country. But when it came time to expand, Gilmore says he and his brother decided to invest in a new farm, not here, but some 5,500 miles south in Brazil. Gilmore says one trip to Brazil was all it took to convince him.
It's a real eye-opener. I've been told just to paint a visual picture that if we go down the Mississippi River and take everything east, taking off a little bit, like taking off Florida and maybe a little bit more, but that's about how much ground there is to open up in Brazil. Yet, that shows how much competition that we will have.
The Gilmore brothers were among the first to invest in a new company based just a few miles away here in the town of Royal. Royal is a town surrounded by corn and soybean farms with fewer than 500 people. A few businesses in low-slung brick buildings are clustered along Main Street. But appearances can be deceiving. One of those buildings is home to Brazil Iowa Farms, a $26 million company that owns and raises crops on 23,000 acres of land in western Bahia. Its founder and CEO is commodity trading advisor David Cruz. Cruz sums up Brazil's appeal to American farmers in two words: cheap land. Improved, ready-to-farm land in Brazil goes for just $600 an acre, a small fraction of what it costs in Iowa and across the Midwest. Cruz says his company offers a way for farmers to invest in Brazil without having to move there and till the land themselves.
We view it, too, as someone is trying to make a decision. Gee, do I buy this $4,500 an acre land out south to add my operation here, or do I globalize a little bit, and do I go down and buy land there that's just as productive for six?
There are now more than a dozen American-owned farms operating in western Bahia and more in other parts of Brazil. Many are corporate farms, but over the last decade, Brazil has also become a destination for a small but growing number of expatriate Americans who want in on the agriculture boom there. Phil Warnken knows many of them. Warnken is a former University of Missouri professor and an expert on Brazilian agriculture who now runs a consulting company, Ag Brazil.
Sort of a typical situation would be the family owns a good-sized operation, let's say in the Corn Belt or the Wheat Belt. They have a son who's recently graduated from Kansas State or Iowa State, and there are simply no opportunities for that son if he wants to farm, even though the family may have a good source of capital. These families are putting their sons down in Brazil, and the sons are doing very, very well. In fact, sometimes even better than the home farming in the U.S.
Along with the low cost of land, Brazil also enjoys other competitive advantages. One is the low cost of labor, a big factor in producing cotton. Another is the climate. In Brazil, Warnken says, while soybeans do well, cotton positively thrives.
Year in, year out, Brazil can produce three times as much cotton per acre as can the U.S. farm. This is very, very profitable. Even though the cost of production per acre may be the same, they're getting three times as much cotton.
Brazil is already challenging the U.S. on one of its main export crops, soybeans. It's only beginning to export cotton, but U.S. cotton producers are concerned. David Cruz has two big cotton producers on his board, and Brazil Iowa Farms is looking to expand the 10,000 acres of cotton it currently has under cultivation. Cruz is sensitive to criticism, though, that he's asking U.S. farmers essentially to invest in their competition. But he sees it another way, that by investing in Brazil, U.S. farmers are capturing the profit there and bringing it back here.
One way to compete is to buy them out. And essentially, that's what we're doing. We're going down and buying out the competition and controlling it in that manner. And I believe that we're a very aggressive form of competition in world agriculture that way.
Back on his hog farm, Dick Gilmore sees his Brazil investment as just one more way to hedge against risk. He says farmers routinely buy futures and crop insurance to protect themselves against weather and market fluctuations. He says it's globalization now that represents uncertainty for farmers. He argues that investing in Brazil is no different from what his ancestors did when immigrating to Iowa in the 1800s.
We have jet airplanes flying over the frontier now where my great-grandfather homesteaded here, and we still farm some of that land. Globalization, maybe as we look at it, is a new idea, but it's not really a new idea because my great-great-grandfather was thinking globalization when they moved to the United States.
That same pioneer spirit took Brian Willett to Brazil. Willett is a former economist who grew up on a Missouri farm. A few years ago, when he turned 30, he says he decided Brazil represented his chance to get back to farming. He moved there, spent a year learning the language, and last year planted his first crop of cotton and soybeans on 1,700 acres in western Bahia. Reached on his cell phone in Bahia, Willett said that farming in Brazil is not for everyone.
On one hand, you leave everything that's familiar and all your family and friends and the people you love, but at the same time, you get to meet new people and new experiences, to break new ground, to be the first one to farm something. You have to enjoy that kind of experience to be willing to come down here.
While Willett says he hasn't made as much money as expected, he still enjoys farming in Brazil. He says the most difficult challenge has been adapting to a new culture. Americans who go to Brazil for farming also find they have to learn to cope with a new language, an unfamiliar financial system, and a different pace of conducting business. Willett says one thing is certain, you will learn patience. Greg Allen, NPR News.
Tomorrow, we visit a sixth-generation Illinois farmer now working in Brazil.